Moving on to the decision by Rio Tinto to suspend operations at a major refinery at Gove in the Northern Territory. About 1,400 people work at the alumina refinery, and those jobs are now in doubt. Residents of nearby Nhulunbuy are right now in a town hall meeting listening to the company's explanation. Well, Rio is blaming low commodity prices, the high exchange rate, and a series of financial losses in recent years. It says the timing and the scope of the decision is still being developed. A bauxite mine, also operated by Rio Tinto, will continue, but the refinery employs a large number of indigenous people in the region. Well before the town hall meeting started, our reporter, Martin Cudahy, spoke to the executive officer of the Demaru Aboriginal Corporation, Steve Roger.
We understand that the mining project will continue to operate. The mining project employs somewhere around 100 people. The refinery, on the other hand, employs close to about 1,200 to 1,300 people, including contractors. So you can see the, as they're calling it, the curtailment, the closing down of the refinery, will reduce the workforce in our region substantially. We think probably that would mean a reduction in the population of the main town servicing the mine and refinery of about two-thirds. So we have a population now of about 4,000 in Nhulunbuy, and we think that the population could fall as low as 1,000.
So that will essentially gut this community, won't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
It must be pretty hard for you to swallow.
We're devastated, I think it's fair to say that over the last 12 months, the communities fought very hard, some people much longer than that, particularly people working for Rio Tinto, fought very hard to try and bring this project into a profitable margin, and there's never been any doubt in anybody's mind just what this would mean for the community if the refinery was closed.
And there is a considerable number of Indigenous people who work there as well, isn't there?
There are, and I guess it's also true to say that the Indigenous community is working alongside Rio, so there's a lot of service industry employment. Indeed, our organisation gets quite a bit of support from Rio Tinto as well. The bigger issue from our point of view that our region will be left with far fewer options going forward and into the future for the Aboriginal community in terms of their economic development. So this is a body blow.
What are the other options for people in that community, or are there just none?
We still have a lot of work to do, I would say, in coming to terms with the implications of this. A lot will depend on how the community itself responds to it and how they choose to action their options. We're also very interested to hear what government's immediate and medium and longer term plans might be to facilitate the continuation of this community. I think we're all feeling a bit shell-shocked with the announcement this morning. It's going to take us a little bit of time now to come to grips with that, and there is still more information that's going to be delivered as the day progresses.
That's the executive officer of the Demaru Aboriginal Corporation, Steve Roger, speaking to The World Today's Martin Cudahy.